Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Rateloid. I am Jonathan, and joining me today is my favorite cat boy, Harper.
Hello.
And today we are here to talk to you about some Vocaloids, doing some rating, some ranking.
Wait, that's what we're doing?
Yeah, sorry, did I not show you the notes? Did you not?
Wait, that's what the show is?
Yeah, what did you think we'd do?
Oh, shit.
Are you not prepared?
No, I thought this was an audition to be a Vocaloid.
Oh, I may have been unclear in my emails in that case.
See, my plan was to be the really great, I think, innovative voice for the next big Vocaloid. It's going to be some sort of crust punk sort of sound, I reckon.
Crust punk Vocaloid.
Sorry, listeners.
No, that was what I would like to call a piece of work. If I sound otherwise indisposed as we make this podcast today, it's because I'm also doing the recording, and so I'm watching a lot of things at once, and I'm terrified. Thank you, Zane, for this responsibility.
If it sounds weird, that's why.
Yeah. So you're crust punk Vocaloid. Tell me about your fashion.
Definitely dresses. I think it's important to mention first they do have white dreads.
Oh no! So it's a problematic Vocaloid.
As only the good ones are.
Would you say at this point the problematic Vocaloids outnumber the unproblematic?
No.
Oh really?
I think there are very few problematic Vocaloids.
That's nice to hear.
I think I'm like, you know what?
Hey, good job, Vocaloid.
On the all in all, they're pretty okay.
You haven't been racist yet. Wait, that's a bold statement. I'm not going to make
we
that.
We don't know that for sure.
Hey, can I take that back? This is fine. Man, the Vocaloid community are going to love us.
Oh, we're the best.
We're the best.
But who are we rating today?
Today, we're going to be talking about Sweet Anne.
You know, the character that you said in the last episode that we weren't rating.
Yes, I did make a slight mistake there. What happened is I looked at the box art for Sweet Anne, and I kind of just got filled with, like, fight or flight response.
She does look like she's on fire.
She looks like she is in hell and enjoying it. And that's a lot to process when I'm talking about virtual singers.
It's very, 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 very good.
Just some background information on Sweet Anne for you today. She was released in 2007. Aimed at professional musicians.
As always. I think that was most Vocaloids.
The early ones especially.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a fandom at the time.
Exactly.
From what the Vocaloid wiki has told me.
See, we're doing this PM, so it's pre-Miku.
This is the pre-Miku time period.
This is the pre-Miku time period.
That does not last for long.
No.
Soon, our queen will be here.
And then we'll be P-O-M, Pom, post-Miku.
I like that. I like it.
Thank you.
Pom, pom, pom. Her name is a pun on her origins from Sweden.
Oh.
So her name's a pun.
Wait. It's Sweden.
Yeah, it's not great.
That gave me depression.
That's not what gave you depression.
Anyway.
Moving on swiftly. Harper, what have we been doing this past, I want to say like five days since our last recording session?
That's a work week, I reckon. And so that would be, what have I been doing is a very excellent question.
Have you been playing
question.
Any games, watching any anime, being a weeb?
I'm always being a weeb.
Constantly.
I'm just really enamored by the photo of Kiaru Pamu Pamu and John Wick, Keanu Reeves.
Now you said words to me then, and I understood three of them.
You know that song, that Japanese song, pun, pun, way, way, way.
Oh yeah?
That's Kiaru Pamu Pamu.
Right. Got you.
And she did a photo shoot with the John Wick, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. And they're both doing, and here's the best part, they're doing Naruto hand symbols.
Oh, now that's incredible.
And that makes me very happy. And so that's just sort of constantly on the back of my mind. It's like, I need a little pick-me-up. Keanu Reeves being a weeb. Oh, this is really good.
You know, if there's anything that will make me happy like nothing else can, it's celebrities being absolute weebs.
It's unexpected, but always a joy.
My favorite one is, so for you listeners out there, I have a confession to make. I'm a fan of professional wrestling. I hope you're not going to hold that against me too hard going into this. But I just need to say my favorite thing is the amount of pro wrestlers who are complete weeaboos. So you get these like terrifying jacked dudes who are also like Naruto running. I literally saw a wrestler, Naruto, run through the ropes into a dive the other day.
So he's optimized his speed.
Yes. No, he weaponized it.
That's what Naruto running is. You weaponize speed.
It's admirable, honestly. The sheer power that you have there.
Incredible. Gotta go fast.
Whoa! You're too slow!
What if Naruto was voiced by one of the Sonic voice actors?
Dada Bio!
Quick, someone make that. I need this.
I'm going to be the Hokage. Believe it.
I absolutely hate this. I take it back. Oh my God.
That was my attempt at Sonic.
I'm very upset. Can we please review Sweet Anne?
Sweet Anne, do we really want to get into this?
I have opinions about Sweet Anne.
So do I, my dude. I think I'm actually just going to start off with the hot takes here. I think I hate Sweet Anne.
Okay. So that's your... See, okay.
How I'm entering into this.
When I say I have opinions on Sweet Anne, I say I have opinions on people having opinions on Sweet Anne.
Oh, I see.
So that's a very strong opinion you come with.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you my opinion, which is,
yeah, that's...
She's interesting. She's okay.
We'll get into it.
Like, yeah, we'll get into it.
That's literally the point of this podcast. We'll get into it.
Oh, dang.
To the appearance zone. Woo!
We're not doing so.
We're not doing zones?
We're not doing zones.
Oh shit, that ripped off the McElroys.
Stop ripping off the McElroy brothers.
I have to scrap that new segment. Lunch Squad, you know. Zane, this podcast is a bad idea.
So I think it's really important to remember when going into this that Sweet Anne was one of the first Vocaloids that was like bilingual. Yeah. So she was English and I believe Japanese?
Possibly?
Taiwanese?
I think it was Taiwanese, because I remember a lot of the artwork came from the Taiwanese release.
Yeah, yeah. So she had a Taiwanese release.
Yes, but going into the artwork side of things, man, that original look is kind of rough. Boy, howdy, it's kind of rough.
They were experimenting with art styles, and like, you can clearly see where they referenced it from.
Well, so the thing is, right, there is one thing I like about this look.
Yeah.
Which is that it's based on the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes, it is.
Which is actually a very neat little detail.
Yeah.
But there's something about her smile that does kind of make me fear for my life.
Well, like, we have to assume she is undead, so there is kind of like a dead look to her eyes, which is only going to come with post-death features.
Yeah.
She upgraded to post-death.
I actually need to give the Vocaloid community kudos for Sweet Anne here.
Oh, yeah?
Because despite how terrible that original design is, there is still a lot of horny fan art of her.
Oh, of course.
Including for the song Succubus, which is not my song for the day.
I didn't actually look at that, but that's unsurprising.
It's a lot, let me tell you.
Originally her whole point... Oh, no, that's getting into personality. We'll talk about that
later.
We'll do that later.
Actually, one of the few details I liked was that there was a Sweet Anne Wrecking Ball cover.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And they did, so she was naked on the wrecking ball, and they did, like, the stitches all over her body. Like,
okay,
she,
I do like that.
You know, that's interesting.
I do like that. Because, you have to assume with her stitches that she is a Frankenstein monster.
Yes, she is the Bride of Frankenstein.
She is reanimated.
Here's my thing, though.
Yes.
Here's my concern.
Yes.
They then released the Taiwanese artwork.
Yes.
And they seem to scrap the Bride of Frankenstein sort of vibe.
But they still went with they were trying to reference that time period, I feel.
No, what they made was steampunk is the problem.
I think that's what they thought it was.
Which is a problem. Because, Sweet Anne, your outfit is delightful. The hints, like the blue and the white.
Oh, she's cute AF.
Listen, it's beautifully color coordinated. Why does your corset have a dial on it?
That's for her to turn up her singing powers.
Hang on. Hold up.
Actually, no. Scratch that. Even better, it's a timer and it's counting down to when she will explode.
musically.
Okay, so like this is my headcanon for Sweet Anne, and yeah. we're gonna get a bit into the personality range here, but like
we have to hey, sometimes it's gonna be overlap, you know?
You have to. Okay, so originally she was designed to be like a lounge diva. And so I could see her in like lounges and stuff, and she's like being like all singy and stuff, you know, singing cool, smooth songs, maybe a little jazz.
As a Vocaloid is wont to do, yes.
Constantly. And then, I mean, like, she explodes, and suddenly the big boss man is killed in the explosion, but no one knows who sent this cool, sexy robot bomb.
Man, I want to one day be described as a cool, sexy robot bomb. That's just like... sort of a good thing to be described as. So you're saying she's less of a Vocaloid and more of an improvised, like, weapon.
She's a self-destructing assassin. Assassin, yes.
That seems like an assassin that you could use for approximately one job.
Most people, I feel, only want, like, a one person killed.
Okay, that's fair, that's fair. I just need to get back to my complaints about Sweet Anne's appearance.
Valid.
So here's a fun fact about me, folks. I'm tired of steampunk. That's just like a fun little thing about me. Now, on top of me
but
not...
Why are you tired of steampunk?
I had a steampunk phase. I'm not proud of it, but it's left me with some thoughts. I'm just going to go back to this criticism of the steampunk scenario that's happening here. The headphones, kind of nice. I appreciate that. I don't understand why there's a dial on your corset, madam. I don't understand what the point of that is. And also, why is there just a giant rose sticking out of you?
Well, to match her headpiece, of course.
Why is it coming out of your stomach?
Easy grabbing.
Who's grabbing it?
Her, obviously.
Why is she grabbing
it? It's a prop. So, like, it's obviously on a cord, and she pulls it up, and she, like, holds it next to her, and she holds it next to her, and this is her, like, her photo opportunity. This is how she signals for the audience to take the photographs.
Why does she have two roses?
So it ties the outfit together.
I feel it would. I personally, I'm gonna be real. I think it's ruined by the corset with the rose and the dials. I think this outfit is ruined by them.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is kind of like the first thing your eye is drawn into. You're like, oh, what's that happening around her? What the fuck?
This is a choice that was made here.
She's got like a whip that's also a microphone. Is it? No. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Either way, both designs have something going on.
It's something. I don't know if it's a good something, but it's a something.
Well, it's take your choice. It's Hellfire or steampunk.
I think I choose Hellfire.
Valid, though. Her wig, can I just say her wig? It does look like a wig, first of all, and it does look like it's made of plastic and just sort of sitting on her head.
Yeah, it's not great. It is just not. I'm going to be real. Sweet Anne, it's kind of rough for you right now, friend. I'm negative overall.
I am
negative on this outfit.
I'll be honest, I just really liked her Taiwanese design, so like I'm like a 1.5.
Shall we call it mixed? Because yeah. We are like split on this, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess in that case, we get to move on to personality. Oh. Now, I'm just going to come in first with the personality here, because I know Harper has done the research. Harper's got the scientists checking this stuff.
I went deep.
I could find like nothing. Easily?
Yeah.
It is, like, hard to find any information. Because this is before the Vocaloid fandom, like, actually became huge. There was very little actual, like, information given about the Vocaloid. Which means that I've got nothing. All I've got is that she is a space lounge robo-vocalist sensation. And Bride of Frankenstein is inspired. That's all I've got for personality. Now, Harper, would you like to take this away?
I will take this away. So, just crediting my sources here. Fanfiction.net, thank you very much.
Oh no. Not even AO3, it's fanfiction.net.
Look, she was old, I had to go deep. There was probably something on AO3, but I wasn't willing to chance it.
Yeah, that's fair, that's a good choice.
So, what I gathered was, she is kind of like, since she's one of the earlier Vocaloids, she is like a stand-in for like, she's like the stand-in mother figure, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like Mako and Kaito were.
Much like Mako and Kaito, except more.
Oh.
Like, Mako was the older sister, and Sweet Anne's like the mother.
Yeah.
A lot of people, first of all, ship her with Big Al, which I think is pretty intended.
Yeah, they were sort of released kind of at the same time.
They were released at the same time. And like, I'm just not doing Big Al because I'm just not big out there to do it.
I'm not a Big Al stan.
I don't stan Big Al. Like, he seems all chill and shit.
I should have done more research into Big Al. Sorry, I should have decided if we were really...
He also has like stitches like... Sweet Anne does. So yeah. That's kind of like Frankenstein, Frankenstein's Bride. Okay. This is a story told 1,000 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, and a lot of people, well, at least like the couple of fics I read, headcanon Sweet Anne and Big Al as another English Vocaloid's parents.
Oh, interesting.
Who we will get to later. Just a little teaser. Ooh.
Can we get their name?
Oliver.
Ooh. Oliver.
Oliver the Vocaloid. Oliver.
I see you doing your folk, your crust punk Vocaloid voice again.
Hello.
Oliver the Vocaloid. That was unpleasant to do. We will be getting to Big Al later on in the podcast.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. He's later on the list. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Well, yeah, that's, again, her personality is very one-dimensional, portrayed in fandom. She is mother. And like...
Mommy.
Go away.
that was a bad choice.
This is my podcast now.
I regret doing what I did there.
Anyway, so back to Sweet Anne.
Yeah.
She's very one-dimensional, both fandomly and I think when she was presented, like her item, get this, is a microphone.
Yep.
That's literally every Vocaloid's item, technically.
She do music.
Do she sing? Oh, dang.
I think she might sing.
Oh, dang.
No, like, overall, I'm disappointed by the offerings that Sweet Anne can give us in the personality.
Not so sweet offerings, Sweet Anne.
Wow, that was a lot. So there was not much from the shipping forecast other than Big Al?
Yeah, mostly Big Al.
It's kind of a shame. Because a few changes to design, I would be on board.
I like Taiwanese design a lot.
To be fair, I just have steampunk trauma, so you know.
No, many people suffer from it. It's okay.
Listen, the steampunk... Let me tell you about the steampunk music scene. Let me tell you about the squads of dudes who are like, oh, what if I sung hip-hop but in a British accent, called it chap-hop, and that way it's cool and not cultural appropriation.
I don't like that at all.
I said a hip-hop, hippie, it's the worst thing ever.
Oh my god, that dude.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. B the Gentleman rapper.
Oh.
He's not the only one.
Oh lord.
I put on my fighting trousers, I could name more of these.
It's okay, you don't have to, I won't make you relive that, it's okay.
Thank you.
You're in a safe space.
Thank you. I found electronic steampunk music. It seems to defeat the point of
Isn't
steampunk.
Isn't that electro swing?
No.
How's it different?
It's like specifically kind of like... it is electronic music.
Yeah.
But about how cool steampunk is.
Okay.
You know how steampunk's the coolest and definitely doesn't have any issues with colonialism?
Yeah, back in 2007.
Yeah. Slap some dials on it. Let's get this motherfucker going.
Oh, people did get really creative with their cosplays.
Oh, 100%. But there's also like the people that who were like me. I was one of them, but it was slap some clocks on this bad
boy.
100%. Let's get going.
Yes.
Put some gears on it. We got steampunk, baby.
Yeah.
That's steampunk, baby.
Ah, steampunk. You lived and died.
By your own hand.
By your own hand. Okay, so now we get on to... the voice part.
The vocal part of it. The vocal part of the Lloyd.
Damn, yeah,
That is exactly what this is.
The vocal part of the Lloyd is stored in the Vocaloid.
That was going to go bad places, but you sort of stood it back onto track, which I appreciate.
Where did you think it was stored?
Nothing? Nowhere.
Disgusting.
I will go first. So what I brought for the class today is Sweet Anne's cover of Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Here are my thoughts.
Hit me with them.
Or do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Go first. Yeah.
Go first. Yeah, so like this will be consistent with my thought about Sweet Anne, which is like her voice is kind of uninteresting. She sounds like a lot of other femme high-pitched Vocaloids.
Yeah.
And like... yeah, she's just not interesting. And I think it's really demonstrated with the song you showed that she does not have a strong voice.
No, she cannot. Hey, Mako could go hard.
Yeah.
This lady cannot.
She will not carry a note.
No.
Like,
Set Fire to the Rain is an emotional climax.
Yeah.
And Sweet Anne's out here being, like, chill about it. It's like, maybe you should consider.
Yeah, no, Adele went hard on that.
Adele did that for us.
God bless.
Like, here's my thing with Sweet Anne, right? Because she was aimed at, like, professionals, it was, like, meant to be a pure voice, right? It actually doesn't sound very Vocaloid, right?
I guess.
Her voice is, like, it's still clearly, like, digitized.
Yeah.
But like, if you listen to a Mako or, yeah, or a Kaido that we've done before, there is like a clear digitization in their voice, and it's part of the aesthetic.
And she's meant to sound more like human.
Yeah, which I think is a negative when you're talking about Vocaloid.
Yeah, no, that's just a half-assed Vocaloid.
The point of this genre, right?
And she's specifically meant to be a digital lounge diva.
The point of this genre is that you are listening to digital voices.
Exactly.
And, well, here I am with the hot takes today. But, like, if you are not embracing that for all of its potential, yeah, then you may as well just be using a real human voice.
True.
Like, I feel that her voice is unnecessary. Like,
is spicy.
She's committed the greatest sin of all, and that's being bland.
Yeah, she is pretty average.
Like, what I've got here is adult female designed for classical music, able to sound sweet and innocent, but also wild and sexy, says the Vocaloid Wiki.
I'm not hearing that.
I don't hear the sexy.
I don't hear the wild.
It's just boring. Like, yeah, she's just plain. There's not even, like, sweet. It's just, oh, yeah, it's a kind of nice sounding voice. Challenge me with your music.
Yes.
Gosh.
Make me fear your songs.
Welcome to my Vocaloid, like, thesis point. Challenge me with what I'm listening to. Hey, actually, I'm going to say this now.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to the Vocaloid producer Ghost, go listen to Ghost.
Ghost goes hard.
Go listen to Ghost. Go listen to Creep-P.
Yep.
Like, really interesting, cool stuff with Vocaloid where they are embracing, like, the digitized voice.
Yeah. Like, the whole aesthetic is just incredible.
Exactly. Like, it is so much more interesting than just this
cover.
I'm here. My voice is here. Like, it's, like... Yeah. Sorry.
No,
passion.
That was brilliant.
Play me your song.
Okay. So it's just called One Quarter.
One Quarter.
Yes. And I'm getting it from the YouTube channel Nishin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should shout out that the Adele one is from Hirukun.
Bless. Okay, I'm going to play it for you now. Hit me with it.
So that was One Quarter, yeah? Was what it's called? Yeah, okay.
I'm assuming.
So that song is, I was actually going to choose a version of it for Kaito last week. I really like the song.
It's a nice song. I believe, like, I'm going to look up the producer now for
you. Yeah, please. But, like, it kind of highlights my issues. Okay, so positive that I will give Sweet Anne here.
Mm.
I'll give her this. She has a versatile range. Okay. She can sound good low, and she can sound good high if you don't need her to be, like, powerful. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is a good-sounding voice. However, it still has the issue of just sounding too plain to me. There's nothing that really makes it stand out when I'm listening to it. I think the Kaito version's better.
Oh, 100%. Totally.
And I know that's different. I know that's a high bar, considering Kaito is currently the greatest Vocaloid of all time.
Can't
we get? But
he is powerful. He is unstoppable for the time being.
For now.
Once we find him a match and get him in that arena, then it's over for him and his twink ass.
Oh my god! But like, I just this it highlights the issues I have with Sweet Anne. She sounds like she's trying to be human too much.
Absolutely. And just as a side note, the music and lyrics for that song, One Quarter, is Circus P.
Circus P is good.
Circus P is good. I think I've heard a number of Circus P songs, and they are actually some quality stuff. They do the English Vocaloids pretty darn well.
Yeah, no, they're an excellent producer. Again, like, hey, folks, Vocaloids are good. There are some cool music producers out there.
It's a really creative and, like, genius community.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that people put together, really nice. It's just a shame that I'm not feeling it for Sweet Anne today.
Yeah,
We've been given limited material, to be fair.
Yeah. Her voice didn't do much for me, nor did her personality.
No. And you know where I stand on appearance already. So.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have to rate her. Oh, hang on. Do you have a coin?
No.
Zane, do you have change?
This is 2019. We don't carry change,
right,
except for JT. JT carries change.
Ah, okay. So I'm going to flip a coin.
Okay.
Heads, we compare her to Kaito.
Yep. Because
Kaito's at the head of the league. Tails, we compare her to Mako.
Love it.
Heads, it's Kaito. I mean, this is... opinion's clear to say here.
Yeah.
She's worse than Kaito.
Yeah, like, I mean, his voice is, first of all, way more distinctive.
Yep.
His design, I just absolutely love.
Yep, his design is minimalist, but managed to keep it interesting. Like, it's not dials and roses everywhere.
Exactly. And his personality, also very one-dimensional, but you can have a bit more fun with it rather than just, hi, I'm Mum.
I'm mom. I'm cowboy mom.
I'm cowboy mom.
Cow mom. Mom boy.
Part mom, part cow, or mother.
I appreciate this. Well, in that case, that makes our job easy. Yeah. How does she rate up to Mako?
I'm going to be real spicy here.
Please.
I'd put her under Mako.
I think she's worse than Mako.
Like, I prefer Mako's voice to hers.
Yes, 100%. I started this podcast saying I hate Sweet Anne, and I'm finishing it saying the same thing.
Haha, last episode, everyone. Bye.
Last episode?
It was a three-part special.
We were only doing those oddly specific set of first three Vocaloids.
We told you we wouldn't rate Miku, and we stuck to it.
Yeah. Hey, this is true. No. No, she's definitely worse than Mako. Like, Mako has power.
Exactly.
Mako may not have range.
No.
But Mako has, like, a nice look and a personality there.
Again, her voice is distinctive.
I didn't even get to do a doujinshi report on Sweet Anne. So, like, what's the point? That shows how little personality she has. Even the doujinshis haven't adopted her.
Listen, I was holding out for a doujinshi report. Like, that's the only reason I even come to this cast.
I think we all were. So that means, in this case, we now have our new objectively worst
Vocaloid
of all time.
Yes, Sweet Anne. Congratulations. Sweet Anne.
Good job, Mako. You're doing better. You're now the most middle Vocaloid of all time. And
the most average.
The most average. You are the bar to which others are compared. And that's a title to hold happily.
Definitely.
And Kaito, good job. You're still number one.
Still best.
Good job, boy.
Two weeks in a row.
Incredible. How long can he keep that title?
We'll see.
Get your bets in now, folks.
Woo-hoo.
Woo! Have a wonderful day, my friends. Take care. Thank you for listening. Go listen to some Vocaloid producers. There are some cool ones.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.